Sunday morning show with Walt and Mike. It is 7:47 on Monday, July 7th. Mike Plord in the studio, and visiting me today is Glory Sparks from the Dead River Derby Girls. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Always good to see you, Glory, and you guys have a bout this weekend that's pretty important. Not only is it important because of who you're playing, but also it's the second to the last home bout, is that correct?
This is it, Marquette area. Your Dead River Derby girls only have two more bouts for the home season. We've been doing a really hard, frustrating, enthusiastic, fun adventure all season long, and we've had some excellent fan participation. We're always looking for more fans. We're always looking for volunteers. We have a bout against the Northwoods Derby Knockouts this Saturday, July 12th. And I know that there's Pioneer Days going on and people feel like they can't be in two places at once. However, the bout usually ends sometime, wraps up right around after 9. So there's still plenty of time to get out to Teal Lake before the sun sets and fireworks start.
Yeah, and Pioneer Days go on all week, so it would actually be a very nice break from Pioneer Days if you're participating. Come on out to Lakeview Arena. Doors open at 6. Bout starts at 7. And you guys are undefeated besides, so it's an important bout.
It's important for us. Every bout, we've had a few people say, boy, I wish you guys got some harder teams. Well, this is how we're doing it, because there are teams that don't know us. We're only in our second season. And so people don't really want to travel that far. Gas is expensive. They don't know who we are. Is it going to be worth their time? And so we've been making a name for ourselves. We went down to Traverse City, walloped them good, and we've been playing some really harder teams that are a little surprised by how well we play. And so by that word of mouth going around that we're going to be a hard team, we're getting more teams to come and play us. So it's going to be a little rough and tumble, because what we're doing is we're looking for some good stats to start the Mitten Kitten Tournament this fall.
The Mitten Kitten Tournament.
Mitten Kitten is going to happen downstate in October, and it's Michigan teams competing against Michigan teams, and you just keep playing until somebody becomes the winner.
Wow. That sounds like fun.
It's going to be amazing. It's obviously something we've not experienced before, so we're looking forward to that. But in the meantime, we've got our two home bouts that we really want to do well, skate clean, do a good job, and learn some things so that we can be very efficient and effective players.
It's important for teams that come into Marquette to have a lot of atmosphere at the arenas where they play. You know, well, Lakeview Arena, you guys play. So, you know, the more fan participation, the more yelling, screaming, cheering, and all that stuff, the better. Is that correct?
That's correct. I mean, a jam is a small race, and it can last up to 2 minutes, and that is very, very tiring. If you go for a full 2 minutes racing around the track as a jammer or as a blocker, and when the fans are cheering, it's like any sport. It sure makes the whole evening go a lot faster. The energy is up. It keeps us pumped and doing a good job. So it's been just an adventure for sure. The nice thing is that Marquette just has wonderful fans. And we go to some other places where the fans aren't as enthusiastic, but Marquette area is trained very well to be very enthusiastic.
Gotta love it. And the more fans you can get, the better, of course. So this is a weekend where if you thought about going to the Derby, or you haven't thought about going to the Derby, but you're thinking about it now, this is a great weekend to show up and see what your team can do.
That's right. We're playing the Northwood Derby Knockouts. We've not played this team before, so it's a little bit of a question mark how this is going to go, but we've been working very hard all season long, and we want to remain undefeated, so we're going to play very hard. Like I said earlier, we do have some skaters that are not going to be joining us, so it's going to affect our gameplay just a little bit. But we all work very well together and work very hard. And another reason, if everybody's sitting there at home thinking, should I go, should I not go? It sounds like fun. Well, we always do a charitable donation to an area organization. And this year, or this bout, we're going to do Music for All Kids, which is a comprehensive music program for kids 5 to 15 who might not have the opportunity to take music lessons in another way. So all of our bouts, we do give a portion of sales to these charities. And it's really important for Derby to continue that in the community, because that's what Derby is all about.
So when you attend a Derby, you're also helping a charity.
That's true. That's right. I mean, it's a twofold adventure for everybody. Fans of all ages. We have little kids. We have the bouncy house there for the ones that want to get some energy out. And the parents think, oh, what am I going to do with my children for 2 hours? That's going to be too hard. Well, we've got the bouncy house. We also have the stucco food truck that will supply food, so you don't have to think about dinner beforehand. And we have plenty of seating. It makes it a wonderful time. And we have, it's all ages, families, you know, grandparents, young kids. It's what Marquette's all about.
There are some adult beverages as well.
There is beer and wine sales available, of course, and you have to be obviously over 21. That's checked very carefully for those that are concerned about that. But we also have, you know, pop and juice and things like that. So it is an adventure. I keep saying that word today, but let me tell you, it's so much fun.
I like it. I like it. Lakeview Arena is the place to be this Saturday. Doors open at 6. Bout starts at 7. Don't miss it.
That's right. And if, like I said, if you've been thinking this is something you might want to check out, well, let me tell you, you've only got 2 more adventures.
Sounds good. Glory Sparks with the Dead River Derby Girls. Glory, thank you so much for joining us. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon, and I will see you this weekend.
I'm going to be looking for you. I always tell everybody, get down there on the track, and we'll give you a high five. So I'm going to be looking for you this time, that's for sure.
Sounds good to me. Glory Sparks with the Dead River Derby Girls. On how you can find out more information as well, it's part of what we do with the Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike, keeping you close to what's going on in the community. This is the Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike.